Welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today what we want to talk about is a little bit about friends and how they influence us in the Christian walk. Now, this is one of these fascinating things because it's kind of this this balance where we have to, on the one hand, sit down and say, look, our friends can guide us in right directions, but our friends can neither save us nor specifically condemn us. But they can be the little devils on our shoulders giving us really bad ideas from time to time. And so what I want to talk about here today is a neat example that a friend of mine had shown me about friends, in this case, a bad example of friends. And then we want to talk just a little bit about what a good friend might do in certain circumstances. Of course, I wrote the book Joash's Influences, specifically about this concept of how the influences in our lives direct us in one way or the other. Of course, in that story there, you can read the book, which is linked down below. But in that book, Joash was called a really good king as long as Jehoiada the priest was his advisor. But as soon as Jehoiada the priest died, Joash basically became a reprobate sinner, and I don't know, may or may not be up there in heaven with us. So it's a really fascinating thing, but the whole principle of that book is that our influences are deeply important. And we find this in a lot of areas of life where influences are certainly important. Now, this example here is from King David's reign, but it does not focus on David, yet his sons. And this one here, if we look at what's going on, this is the story of Amnon and Tamar. But the problem we have is that Amnon, of course, if you're not familiar with the story, we're not going to read all the verses, but basically Amnon puts together a plan to R-word his half-sister, Tamar. Now, Tamar is the full sister to Absalom, who is one of the people who caused a rebellion against David, mostly because David just didn't do anything appropriate about this whole mess. Absalom kills Amnon rage about it, and David just says, I'm unhappy, and doesn't do anything about it. And Absalom ends up leaving, coming back, doing a bunch of mischief, particularly setting Joab's fields on fire, and then he attempted to steal the kingdom from his father while his father still lived. So we see a lot of that. Now, if you might be familiar with that story, go, oh yeah, I kind of vaguely remember that story, but you might have forgotten that it was a friend who put him up to this. And that friend, curiously, was David's brother's son. So effectively, this was his cousin. So it says here in 2 Samuel 13, verse 3, but Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother, and Jonadab was a very shrewd man. Now, we have a couple things in here. First, we know from the old history before David is even anointed as king by Samuel, we know that David's brothers looked down on him. He's just that littlest brother in the field. Oh, we have a kid brother too, but he's in the field. Even when Samuel goes to anoint him, he goes to Jesse, and even Jesse says, all of my important sons are here. Just that little kid child is still out in the field. And Samuel's like, yeah, we're not sitting down until you call for that, for him. And so we see this animosity against David as it is. So now David's brother has to deal with the fact that his littlest brother is now the ruler of the nation. And you imagine that quietly in the household, there might have been some animosity. I'm speculating on some of this, obviously, but it is very true that we find several places throughout Scripture where this brother looks down on David. Another case is when David comes at the command of his father Jesse to check on how the battle's going, and this is when David and Goliath happen, and David goes in, and Shemaiah is one of David's brothers battling with the army, and he's like, what are you, who'd you leave those few sheep here? You just came for your own selfish things. We see this animosity against David from his brothers. So now we have David's brother's son, a cousin, and we have to wonder, is this not a plan to interfere with David's kingdom? It's just a pondering thought I have. But we see in the text, Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very shrewd man. He said to him, him being Amnon, Jonadab said to Amnon, "Oh, son of the king, why are you so depressed morning after morning? Will you not tell me?" Then Amnon said to him, "I am in love with Tamar, the sister of my brother Absalom." And Jonadab said to him, "Lie down on your bed and pretend to be ill. And when your father comes to see you, say, 'Please let my sister Tamar come and give me some food to eat, and let her prepare the food in my sight, that I may see it and eat from her hand.'" So Amnon basically did all this thing and R-worded his sister. We see this going on, and you see that Jonadab helped Amnon hash a plan which caused animosity to go on in David's family. Now, we read through a little bit further, and there's all this downtrend, and David doesn't do anything about the rape. So Absalom decides he's going to avenge the sister. So Absalom goes in, and Absalom plots a plan to kill Amnon. And Amnon is killed. And so as David's coming back, what Absalom did is he invited all of the king's sons and the king himself to a feast. So as he did that, then what happened is Absalom kills Amnon, but word goes back to David that all of his sons are dead. But who shows up again in the story? Jonadab. So Jonadab shows up again, now hovering over David's shoulder. Jonadab, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother, responded, "Do not let my lord suppose they put to death all the young men, the king's sons, for Amnon alone is dead. Because of the intent of Absalom, this has been determined since the days that he violated his sister Tamar. Now, therefore, do not let my lord the king take report to heart, namely, all the king's sons are dead, for only Amnon is dead." So here we have a guy, like, if this is really a good best friend, maybe he should be a little bit more upset. Maybe he should have intervened. Clearly, he knew that this plan was afoot, because this guy's a little devil back there whispering into all these people's ears, cause strife inside of David's family, because Shimei is mostly upset that David is the king. So this is the interesting negative influences that can happen on our lives. So we have to be cautious about the type of people we allow to influence us. And so what I wanted to mention here is in Hebrews chapter 10, we see a little bit about the idea of what a proper friend should do. So, of course, this verse is oftentimes used to say, yeah, we have to do the regular church service thing and stuff like that. That's not really the intent of the verse, although a regular church service is good. I'm not in any way saying that we should just show up to church when we want to, whatever else. But this verse is not a verse to say you have to go to church all the time. This is a verse about fellowship and friendship and positive encouragement, which may or may not happen in your church. I mean, I've seen churches that it doesn't happen much in. You go to church to hear the sermon, whatever else, but the real work in your Christian life happens when you're out among friends doing good fellowship. And this has been my experience. Nothing has caused me to grow more in Christ than to spend time with godly people, not in any form of anything other than hanging out and talking about the Word of God. That is what is most important. So it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, let's just go 23 to 25. "Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stimulate one another in love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as some are in the habit, but encouraging one another, that all the more you may see the day drawing near." So what's at stake here in the best friendship that we should have is a friendship which is going to encourage us in the ways of God. That might be encouraging us into prayer life, encouraging us into the scriptures, encouraging us into ministry, helping us and guiding us, helping us answer basic questions and things like that. And understanding the whole Christian life, that it's not always, hey, I became a Christian, my life is going to go well for me. No, sometimes becoming a Christian, your life is not going to go well for you forever. And that is one of those factors that we have to keep in mind. And so in this, a good friend, a good influence is going to encourage you in positive things. Yeah, certainly not going to encourage you to R-word your sister and to cause strife among the kingdom. That's certainly not the case. So with that being said, we're going to wrap this one up here. With that, thank you for watching. You can have a look at that book, Joash's Influence, Joab's Influences. That would be a bad book. Don't do that. Joash's Influences. Have a look at that book there, which is linked down below. With that, thank you for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.